Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is Murph. Today on the show we have brand new music from Alyssa Land, Kelly Bannon, and Lena Stone. We also have a surprise for you guys. We have a 3-time Kikma award-winning singer-songwriter and friend of mine, Jesse Lynn, with us as guest co-host. This should be fun. And I was telling Jesse off air that my social media has just been completely blowing up for this show. Jesse's fans, our fan club, everything. They are just super supportive of this girl, and I can see why from just briefly talking to her off air. And with that being said, let's welcome today's guest co-host, Ms. Jesse Lynn, to the show. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. So happy to be joining you this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing this today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor and such a treat, and especially to have the very person that announced our win for the video of the year. I tell you, I am just thrilled. This is just, I'm so excited and so thrilled. And, you know, we got to talk about you a little bit earlier in the week with Kevin on K-Dub, and I'm just so thrilled. This is so great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And as I was telling you off air a little bit, when I announced that win, and I think I also announced the fan club of the year win for your fan club. I think I might have announced that one too. I don't remember, but
yeah,
I do remember. When I announced your video of the year win, I internally freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, yes.
Yes, absolutely. I was too. I was doing the same thing. I was going, oh my goodness, yes.
So, what do you say we get this countdown started today?
Let's do it. I say let's do it to it all the way.
All righty. Like we do every week, let's take you back to last week and see where we left things off with the countdown last week. Number three, we had Anna Voss with her single "The Ground," and at number two last week was Aaliyah Turner with "Sweep You Off," and the number one slot last week went to the brand new one from Amanda Cooksey called "A Girl in the Mirror." So, with all that being said, let's kick off this week's countdown. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's.
The artist coming in this week at number three. This song was part of three new singles that she dropped a few months ago. And for the first time ever in the history of SiriusXM The Highway, they chose all three singles as Highway Finds, which is unprecedented. I'm coming in at number three this week. This is Kelly Bannon with "Happy Birthday" on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Did you get to sleep in? Did your grandmother send you a card with 20 in it? Did your boss say 30 is old? Did your nephew sing on the phone? You'll either pick up or you won't. Hey, it's me, I know it's kinda late, but I had to call. Yeah, what they say. I can't have my cake and love you anyway. Happy birthday. Did your nephew sing on the phone? You'll either pick up or you won't. Hey, it's me. I know it's kind of late, but I had a call, yeah. Just to say hello, catch up. You know I was thinking of you. Another year older, another year wiser. Maybe you're out. Have my cake and love you too. Just call to say happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And at number three this week, that was Kelly Bannon with Happy Birthday. What'd you think of that song, Jesse?
Oh my goodness, that's a great song. I tell you, I was over here jamming, just rocking back and forth. I was just sitting here going along that song. I love it. I love her voice. She's got such a cool sound. Great little wisp and cool sound to her voice. That's awesome.
So I wanted to ask you, you've gotten a quote unquote nickname of Alabama singing cowgirl. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty important question. Since you're from Alabama, Auburn or Alabama, as far as sports show?
Well, you know, I'm not a big sports fanatic, but if I had to pick, it would have to be my alma mater, which is where I graduated from, and that would be Auburn University. I graduated with my bachelor's degree in 2016, and then actually just wrapped up my master's degree at Auburn in May. So definitely the alma mater, Auburn.
Oh, nice. And my best friend is an Auburn fan, too, so.
Well, there you go. See, good company.
And the team I root for, at Tennessee, is playing Alabama tomorrow, and we'll be crushed.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
We'll be absolutely crushed. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's going to be rough.
Because Alabama is like the NFL's 33rd team, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Tennessee, we hadn't been good in about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. It's been a tough one.
It's not going to be pretty. But, you know, as I was telling you off air a little bit too, I met your fan club manager, and she is the absolute sweetest. When I met her, this is kind of a funny story, but I was with my parents, okay? And she actually thought my mom was not old enough to be my mom.
Oh, my goodness, that's great.
But yeah, so before we move on to the next song, what's coming up for you to close out the year? Are you playing anywhere, or I know you mentioned something earlier about putting the finishing touches on a production, but what's coming up for you to round out the year?
Well, we definitely are playing out quite a bit. We've got several, and I mean several shows that will carry us through the first of the year. Some are local here in Alabama, and then others are some of the festivals and pieces that we're picking up. Some of them are for a group that's here in Alabama called Spirit Horse Therapeutic Center, so it's kind of a philanthropy type show. We'll be doing two of those for them, and then a Christmas show at an assisted living facility. And so there's a lot of mixed stuff going on as far as being able to get the shows to round out the rest of the year and all of that good stuff. And we've got some stuff already booked on in 2019, and just looking forward to a great year. And we did just are finishing putting some finishing touches on this project that hopefully we'll be ready to have a single to come out of very soon. I'm hoping very soon. So we're just kind of waiting for the green light to go ahead. And then once we do, we will go live with all of the PR and press and everything that you can possibly imagine.
Oh, awesome. And I'll tell you this, if there's ever anything that you need on my end with the radio show, whether that's a promotion or whatever it is, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Absolutely. I'll certainly do it.
Absolutely. You know, and I think I saw a tweet or something. Don't you have a show tonight?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think I saw something on Twitter or Instagram or something. Don't you have a show tonight somewhere?
Not tonight. We've got a doubleheader show tomorrow. We've got two shows scheduled for tomorrow. One is a midday show and the other one's a late night show.
I got you. So, what do you say we move on to the number two song this week?
I say let's do it to it. Let's find out who number two is.
All right. Coming in at number two this week is another Kikma Award nominee who actually performed this song at the awards. This is my good friend Alyssa Lynn with High Heels Camo on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Feet deep in the water, hunting father and daughter. A big buck's gonna be a goner, but it'll be alright if we just kill time. That's my life here in the backwoods. Sometimes I just wanna look good, hair did like redneck Hollywood. Me and my friends going out tonight. I'm a star. To the bay. To my roots, I'll do me and you do you. I'm a
this week. That was Alyssa Lynn with High Heels or Camo. And she, like I said earlier, she performed that song at a Kick Mo Monday night, and she absolutely rocked it.
Yeah, she is a phenomenal artist, and I tell you, she's one to definitely be watching and be looking out for because, honey, she's serious with the high heels or camo. We country girls, we don't play around.
Oh, I know that's the truth. Can you believe she's only 16 years old?
I can, and, you know, I've had several times to meet her. I love her. She's so sweet. Alyssa's just, she's just a great, genuine, and golden heart, and I tell you, she definitely seems older than what she is, but, oh, my goodness, she is just absolutely adorable. Just an, oh, my gosh, if you haven't met her, everybody needs to meet her. These Lynn twin things, we have these Lynn twin things going on, so...
Right.
Definitely have the Lynn twin things going on.
Exactly. A funny story about Alyssa, okay? A few months ago, I was nominated for Radio Station of the Year at the 5th mm-hmm. Annual Nashville Universe Awards. And and Alyssa was nominated, too, for, I think, Single of the Year or something. I don't remember. But, we walk in, find our table. Somebody taps me on the shoulder. I look, but it's Alyssa, who I didn't know at the time. She tells me, she goes, I think I recognize you. I'm like, wait, what? What is happening right now? You know? And it turns out she had been following me on social media for the longest time. I didn't even realize it. So that was one of my first quote unquote fan experiences, and I got to tell it was pretty cool.
It's awesome, I tell you. She is so active on her social, and you know she's great at keeping up with everybody. And you know, it can get hectic. You know, for us as artists, especially, it's tough for us to keep up with everybody, but we love seeing everything. It's so great to hear what everyone thinks about our music and hearing from our fans. It makes our hearts just melt because, you know, this is why we do it. We do it for the fans and to, you know, make someone else follow their dreams and their hearts and their goals. And, you know, this is what it's all about is great country music and great fellowship and friends. And she's one that she'll definitely be making it.
Oh yeah. She's definitely a star. You know, I've been at this radio thing about 6 years, a little over 6 years I've been doing radio, and and I never thought that I would ever be recognized for what I do. By being nominated for an award.
It's amazing. You know, that feeling is just so great. Having all of your hard work be recognized, it's fabulous. It's so great.
You know, and what really blew me away is the people I was nominated with. You've got Bobby Bones, Betsy Spina, of Radio Disney Country, Stormy Warren of Sirius XM and the Highway. Then way down there, there's little old me way down there. I'm like, I saw the nomination list. A friend of mine messaged me on Facebook. I saw the nominations list, and I'm like, this is a cruel joke, isn't it?
Like, no joke.
Exactly, but I mean, to be nominated among people that I consider giants in broadcasting is just humbling and extremely validating.
Absolutely, you know you're in the right profession when.
Exactly, but like you said though, Alyssa Lynn is one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life, and we formed a pretty quick friendship.
I tell you, she's so sweet. You just and folks, for those of you who are listening in, if you haven't had a chance to meet her, you need to go check her out. You really do. And everyone
yes,
that's on this countdown, you need to check them out. They are going places, and you definitely need to be following everything that they're doing, because it's you guys that make all this possible. It's the fans. It's the listeners. You are our biggest driving force. We wouldn't be able to do this without you all. It would not exist.
Exactly. And it's like I said on Monday night, I said, the reason I got into radio in the first place, well, I've always had a love of broadcast radio, about as far as I can remember. But the reason I got into independent country music radio is it's all about the listener and the artist for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about the creative spirit.
Right, exactly, and I put something out there on Facebook and Instagram. I will do everything in my power to make sure that your voices are heard.
Absolutely, all day, every day. It's you know, mm-hmm. it's the radio stations and folks like you and Kevin and everyone else that picks up our music and spins it. You guys are the ones that get it to the listener. You are the main vehicle. And I tell you, being an artist myself, we can't thank you guys enough for supporting and just loving the actual craft that we do, because, you know, we put our heart and souls into these projects. And just like you mentioned about, you know, it's so humbling to see when you are nominated with people of that caliber. Well, it's humbling to us when we see that a song or a production that we have done has touched somebody or encouraged them in their day. You just never know what people are going through. And that's honestly, I think it's the reason why I do what I do. I know that.
You know, and I just lost my train of thought. Crap.
That happens.
That's not good for a radio host to lose a train of thought. That's not good for a radio host. But while I think of what I was going to say, let's hear the number one song of the week.
Let's hear it. I'm ready.
All right. This is at number one this week with her third single to reach the top. This is the new one from Alina Stone. This is October on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Play on the radio.
And that was Lena Stone at number one this week with her third chart topper, October. What did you think of the countdown as a whole this week?
I think it was fabulous. I think we had three great artists lined up back to back, and I tell you, what an accomplishment with Miss Banner and with Happy Birthday, and then SiriusXM The Highway picking up three of her singles. What an accomplishment! And I tell you, that's fabulous. That is so amazing. Congratulations to everyone. It's all been well deserved. You know, all of these ladies, you know, CMT just did the tribute and the recognizing and honoring women in country music. And I tell you, it's coming. The ladies' era is definitely coming.
You know, I think there were a lot of program directors in radio that were scared to walk into work this morning after that.
They might have been. They certainly might have been.
When Karen Fairchild of Little Big Town read off all those 35 plus names, I was like, yes.
Keep going.
Exactly. Because I'm a huge fan of the women of country music. On the show, in and of itself, we probably play 85 to 90% women on the show here. And
wow.
And we interview probably 95% women. So we're a huge
wow.
supporter of the women in country.
That's fabulous. It's great. Everybody just, it's fabulous. It's such an honor. And it has been an honor to be on the show with you. And thank you for letting me co-host with you today. It has just been fabulous.
Absolutely. And we need to have you back on sometime for an actual interview.
Absolutely. Anytime. It would be my pleasure and my honor. I'd be happy to do it.
Awesome. Is there anything that you want to tell the listeners before we wrap up?
Well, you know, first of all, definitely go follow all of the talented artists that you just heard today. Go find them on social media. Go check out all their music. Follow them, support them, love on them, and definitely help them make their way to the top. Because, you know, it's love what ultimately makes the world go round. So y'all go show them some love. And, you know, definitely please check out all of our social media. You can find us at Desi Lynn on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Your keyword to look for is Alabama Singing Cowgirl or that registered mark behind our name, because then you'll know it's me. So that's always a plus, and this has just been fabulous. Murph, thank you so much for having me on. This has just been a great day.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing this. This is the main reason why I asked my artist friends to come on and do this with me is I know you guys are on the other side of this numerous times being asked questions. So I wanted to give you guys a little taste of the hosting experience. So you'll have your belt, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you again for doing this. This has been so much fun. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but you always got an open invitation back anytime.
Well, thank you so much, and to all the listeners, it's been great hanging out with you guys this afternoon, this evening, and I hope everybody has a safe and blessed weekend, and has a good time, because I know we are.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Jesse, okay?
Thanks, Murph. I appreciate it.
All All right, I'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this edition of Indie Country Radio with the lovely Miss Jessie Lynn. Tuesday at 5:30 Central, we have the lovely Miss Melissa Miller joining us. And I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.